WPSU is taking a look at how Central Pennsylvanians decide whether to make their home here or move on in our new series, Reasons to Stay. Peg Hambrick loves living among Penn State students in the Highlands neighborhood in downtown State College, but the area's sometimes noisy students and their high real estate prices can scare off would-be buyers. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports Hambrick is trying to convince more families to settle down in the stately homes nestled next to student rentals and fraternities.
Peg Hambrick and her husband Don live in a lovely brick colonial on a corner lot in the Highlands neighborhood. This neighborhood borders downtown State College and just beyond that, the Penn State campus. A lawn service is mowing the yard as Peg Hambrick takes me out on a tour.
Well, let's see. You want me to tell you about our neighborhood as we go?
Hambrick points out tidy, owner-occupied homes and waves to neighbors. She also points out the rentals. Some are in good shape and some are dilapidated. About 80% of the Highlands is rentals, and the mix of families and sometimes rambunctious student renters can cause friction. Hambrick is trying to bring the neighborhood together by focusing on one particular group, fraternities.
There's my fraternity right there.
We're a block away from her house when Hambrick points out a big pink Spanish-style house. This is her fraternity because she and her husband are partnered with them as part of the Neighbor to Neighbor program.
Do you want to go over there?
Hambrick helped start the program as one way to create connections between permanent residents and students. The fraternities invite their partner families to some of their events, and there's at least one big get-together a year for the families and representatives from every fraternity.
Let's see if this guy knows me. He probably doesn't. Knock, knock.
Hambrick knocks on the fence to get the attention of Sigma Phi Epsilon member Zachary Steins, who's on his phone in the yard outside the fraternity.
And Zach is a master's student in
energy and mineral engineering.
Yes. And will you finish this year?
I will.
The two chat a bit about the fraternity's latest news.
No hazing. It's all gone.
Oh, wonderful.
They talk a bit longer, then Hambrick and I continue our walk.
Thanks, Zach.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
One thing, and I was just at a meeting this morning where people kept saying, fraternities, fraternities. It's not fraternities. It's a group of students, and they usually had too much to drink and they're underage. They're not the fraternities.
Hambrick obviously has a good opinion of the fraternities after her interactions with them through Neighbor to Neighbor. Later, as we loop back by her fraternity, rap music can be heard from the sidewalk. It's not too loud for the mid-afternoon, though it's not anything you'd want your kids listening to. This is the part I can play for you. If the music was too loud, Hambrick says she'd feel comfortable asking them to turn it down. Maybe not at midnight during a wild party, but during the day, yes. And I think they'd do it, too. It's a simple enough neighborly interaction, but if their neighbor-to-neighbor relationship didn't already exist, it's the kind of scenario that could involve police and lead to grudges. Back at the house, Hambrick settles in on a sofa across from a large fireplace. Hambrick first moved to State College in the 1970s as a young professional. Then she met her husband, and they moved away for a couple of decades. But she says when they moved back in 2002 and bought this house, she knew it was in a student area that could be noisy. But she wanted to live in the State College borough.
I said, if we're going back to Penn State, Penn State's the borough for me. The idea would be to walk, to be among the university. So we didn't look anywhere except the borough.
Hambrick also thinks it's important that students learn how to live in a neighborhood and with different kinds of people.
I always love the student who gets up at a meeting when residents are saying, oh gosh, the noise, and they say, well, you didn't have to live here. Well, we know that, and we know we moved into a student area, but we're hoping to coexist.
In addition to the Neighbor to Neighbor program, Hambrick volunteers with the State College Community Land Trust, which helps make homes in the State College borough more affordable. But in spite of her dedication to the State College borough and the Highlands neighborhood, Hambrick says there's one thing that could pull her away.
We have one daughter, and she lives in the New York City area, And I think there could be a time that I would move back to New Jersey because of her. Or we might be able to convince them to move here. Don and I have talked about that.
Hambrick says the pitch to get her daughter to move here would be the easier lifestyle and 2 more hours a day with family instead of commuting. Plus, after New York, a home in downtown State College might seem both quiet and affordable. For WPSU's Reasons to Stay, I'm Emily Reddy.
Visit stories.wpsu.org to follow Peg Hambrick in pictures and video through the Highlands neighborhood and into Penn State fraternities.